Blog Talk Radio.
Plus, my nephew, because he goes to the gay club, so he's gay.
What?
No, well, they think he's gay, but...
back alongside of me, and we're going to take off, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Not the random parts, but we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, actually on topic, and we're going to get this conversation started. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad my man is here. And so let's get into it. All right. So first of all, welcome, y'all. This is the Daily Go Get-Emism Show. I'm your host on 752. This is my man, Earth, a.k.a. Lawrence, a.k.a. whatever you want to be called. You know, we can call him like that. So tonight on this Pretty Petty Tuesday, we are talking about today's price. It's not yesterday's price. See, yesterday it was called yesterday's price is not today's price. Today, the show is called today's price is not yesterday's price, the conversation. So like we were starting off yesterday, inflation is through the roof. You know what? I was watching this. I watch a lot of political TV, political news. I watch a lot of,
I try.
Oh, well, it's not easy.
It's hard. I can't concentrate, like, you know, on certain things.
Yeah.
And it's like I need all of this entertainment anymore. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's not easy for everybody to get into political news. And I can only take about maybe an hour, 2 hours max. You know what I mean? And that's what they fast forward and through commercials. I never watch it live. I always tape it and watch what I think I need and fast forward.
Yeah.
So, but they was talking about Joe Biden, and they was talking about how his presidency, if he doesn't get reelected, it's going to be because of the inflation.
Okay.
Because inflation is what the citizens can feel. It's what the voters can feel,
right,
in real time. And I agree with that.
Right.
So, you know, when you go to the store and, you know, you have a certain amount of money, we all are sometimes like a paycheck away from being, you know, in the unemployment line,
yeah,
or in the cheese line or whatever, right?
Not even a whole paycheck.
Yeah. and what they say, living check to check. A lot of people,
there you go.
A lot of people say they're not living from check to check, but let them miss the check,
but
and you'll see what it really is.
The credit reports and the economic reports, they speak otherwise to that.
Right.
And, Americans don't live, what they live way above their means.
Well, do you, okay, now, speaking of living above their means, what does that mean to you exactly?
Well, it's just like I buy and I buy and spend more than I bring in my income wise.
Right.
And most of it has to do with, like, credit, you know, being able to have, still use your credit, you know, your credit is fucked up, so you just keep digging a hole until you take out a second mortgage and, you know what I'm saying, or until, like, one of y'all die and then you can, like, I don't know, give a kidney or something. And,
yeah. Man. Well, the thing about...
You can smell that.
Yeah.
First of all, O is drinking his vegetables. Literally. He's literally drinking his vegetables right now. Some of you are eating your vegetables. No. Omar has put vegetables in a smoothie and made a smoothie out of vegetables. Now, I asked him to make me one, but he will not put fruit in it. And so I can't mess with him. Now, later on, my segment is going to be a quick segment. It's going to be about 10 minutes. Omar, Sun 752 is going to let me riff. And it's going to be called, like, random. Because, really, I don't stay on one subject. You know, I have a problem with that. I think I have some sort of impulse control. Now, I used to work with IDD patients. And you could take a medicine for that, but I'm already, like, taking a bunch of medicines and stuff that I don't want to mix with. And I also had some medicinal on the way. By the way, I had some edible, but I didn't eat it, though. I was scared. But it's going to be my first time. So anybody got any rules and regulations on it, let me know. Type it up. Remember, put on my likes. Bring my likes up. Make sure they up. Subscribe to the Sun Always Shine Show. I'm sorry, the Daily Go Get of it. I'm used to the SAS show. It used to be in my phone as SAS, Sun Always Shine Show. And I was Earth on there. I was actually his co-host. Again, I effed it up. I want to apologize for picking up my phone on the podcast yesterday. My sister informed me that I made such an infraction. I did not mean to do that. I was enthused to hear, but from my cousin's daughter having to do with some marijuana that she bought me, you know. But again, I was in the hospital, so you got to forgive me. Now, son had to go for 1 second, and then he had a rent. Somebody actually knocked on his door, which never happens. First of all, everybody know he's doing the show, so he just got back.
All right. So what did I miss?
When you left, like, you was talking.
Okay.
And
all right. So
man, I was talking.
All right. Let me just pick up.
That I'm random, so.
Okay, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. So, So the voters and all of that, like when you can feel the pinch at like the gas pump, you know what I mean? When you're paying your bills, when you're going out for recreation, when you buying clothes, you know, when we talk about living beyond your means, to me, living beyond your means means that you have like maybe impulsive spending. You know, or like my sisters used to say to me back in the day, your eyes bigger than your stomach.
Well, we were raised that way as Americans. You know, the media makes sure that we are consumers first,
mm-hmm.
and we're like drones. We don't think. We was brought up in the public school systems to like be followers,
right?
So you know, they got us by the bizarre. Like,
well, the thing is, as on a whole. That might be true, but individually, I don't go for that.
Well, no, so, I mean, I know you to be someone who is definitely an individual thinker. So you would think like that, mm. other people like you.
Well, what I'm saying.
Like, here's the thing. You actually read books not because they were assigned to you, because you like to read, and you're like a truth seeker and shit. Like, that's why you're a Christian. Why would you be a Christian Muslim if you don't think it's truth in both? Explain yourself.
But
explain me that.
Well,
see the random thoughts and shit I be having.
Cool. But when I think about a lot of the conditioning, I don't know if whatever we see on TV or whatever we see in advertising, I don't know how that plays out in each individual household. But I do know this. I know that when let's say if you get paid every other week. And you making it, and it's hard for you to make it on your off pay week to the time that you get paid. You got to make some adjustments. Now, that can be a result of you spending too much, or it can be a result of things that you used to be able to afford, you not being able to afford them anymore. Mm-hmm. And that can happen in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. After the pandemic. Some people weren't making as much money as they used to be making before. Mm-hmm. A lot of people got laid off. Mm-hmm. People went back to work, and they weren't working at the same jobs. And even some of the same jobs weren't paying the same money. You know, a lot of jobs folded. A lot of jobs downsized. And I think that some companies took advantage of the situation to unload.
Because they were losing money as well.
Yeah. Because I know where I was working, they didn't bring back everybody. They cut off. They cut
they
a lot of people.
They can't. Like,
well, wait a minute. Because if you work at a job that receives state funding, let's say like the transportation company, certain federal buildings and things if you work for the city or the state or a city and state or country funded or federally funded area.
Funded is the word.
Yeah. So they have the money.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't have any excuse for the
labor. Also, it's hard to stay on regulation. Like, it's hard to stay doing what you're supposed to do to keep. You can make the right money, but you got all kind of violations because you bending over backwards as it is. So, you know, they're always playing. They're teetering on the, you know, the contract getting ready to get snatched when you take things. I don't know, like, how that helps the discussion, but for reason, I just
the thing is, it all plays in because when we start talking about inflation, after not only were companies not paying as much or in the same way that they were paying before.
They were also making individuals multitask more than they had to do before. So you being working at the front, that's mean you was working the front and the back for the same amount. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just had to do more because they ain't going. They gonna hire one less person to do the same two jobs. Like,
well, what I was thinking was, the compound jobs not paying as well or as much or in the same way. Then we have companies that we probably used to buy products from charging more.
Right. Like I think the bread went up, the alcohol went up,
bread,
the bleach went up,
eggs.
Yeah. Eggs is still up. Like, you got to be rich.
Eggs didn't go up immediately. You know, it's like this year.
Yeah, no,
they
just was like, fuck it. We missed out on like the inflation thing. Like, we going, it's our turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't have nothing to do with the pandemic or nothing. They just want to make more money now.
Yeah, and
you
that's
know, capitalists are capitalists. You know what I mean?
Yep. So with us being in the middle of that, not being able to control our own financial destiny, we are left to deal with inflation, which is higher prices for the things that we have pretty much gotten used to being able to buy easily. So first, you don't feel it. You know, one thing goes up and another thing goes up. Like, they've been playing this game with gas prices for two decades now. So we're almost used to it. Like, the first time that I ever saw gas go over $3 a gallon was in Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Okay.
After that, they kind of got us used to it.
I remember when it was $5 at one point. It was like, well, I can't go any
exactly
higher than this.
So after Hurricane Katrina, then every summer they were saying, oh, it's going to be high every summer.
Oh,
so I'm like, oh, okay.
All that stuff.
See, so, you know, there's a game being played here. And you can think that once you start taking that attitude of, oh, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? No, then you're playing right into their hands.
And it's inevitable that you do the what are you going to do, because what do are you going to do? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Well, there are some things
that
you can do.
Most people don't come to those conclusions. They come to the conclusion of what the hell should I do? Like, I ain't doing nothing. You know?
Well, what I'm saying about that is,
yeah,
all right, once we accept that
right,
that they control our fate.
Then they won.
Exactly. But you can't allow that to happen, because
right,
that's not gonna do you any good
right,
in your
right,
own life or your own family, because you still have we all have families, whether we have children that live in the home, whether we have other family members that we have to take care of, whether we have enjoyed a lifestyle that we want to keep on living or and or upgrade. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We should have the means and the control to be able to do so. So okay, we accepted food going up because
right,
because
you gotta live, like.
No, wait.
Okay.
We accepted food going up because it was the pandemic, and they were saying that so many people were getting COVID that they didn't have any way to deliver the food to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To the stores and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it had a direct impact on shipping. Now, okay, let's say it's true. But do we know if it's true? We don't have any way of knowing. So not only did they say that it had an effect on shipping, but they said it also had an effect on manufacturing.
Right.
All right. So, but mind you, these are the only businesses that are open in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that wasn't considered essential was closed down.
Right.
So if you worked in a non-essential business, that means you didn't have a job.
Right.
So how is it that they didn't have anybody to fill in for the people who were sick at these manufacturing and shipping jobs? Like, when you get to thinking about it, it's not adding up.
No.
But we fell for it
right,
because we were already told to stay in the house.
We believe to the media.
We were told to stay in the house,
yeah,
so we couldn't even get out and see.
Yeah,
like, oh, yo, who working over here?
Anyway, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I know this. When I went to the market, I saw people working there.
True.
And they wasn't all, would you, $1.50 a ham, you said? All right. It wasn't like that. So you never know what the people who are in control are controlling exactly.
Yeah.
But what you do know is that it's harder for you to be able to live. And And so we have to ask ourselves, what can we do about this situation? All right. So and speaking of food going up, now we accepted things like things that we might consider delicacies going up, crab legs, oxtail.
Yeah, you know, you like
I mean, think chicken wings. Chicken wings was through the roof.
Yeah, beef, like you said, oxtail. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, oxtails in particular was just like, come on.
Oh,
now.
Okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
I know those platters were ridiculous.
And the platters were reflective.
I don't know what it was like in the frozen section. Right?
Now you also have to consider that those restaurants and stuff, they don't buy their products from the supermarket. They get it wholesale.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me that the wholesale went up too?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, how do we know?
Right.
We don't have any way of knowing these things.
No.
So I don't have answers. I've got questions. You know what I mean? And all I'm saying is I'm not just going to accept that. Exactly. Exactly. So you had oxtails going up, chicken wings going up, crab legs going up. Now even the price of water is on some other shit. Water.
Yeah, you know what that is? I remember when water became like a thing to buy. I was like, no, I'm not going to.
I still can't get into that.
Yeah, it was like, the spigot is good with me, you know.
Well, I'll buy a water filter, but I won't. I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't buy water like
that.
Yeah,
no,
I
got you.
Yeah, I don't buy water like that.
No, I got you.
But a lot of people do.
Yeah,
so,
I still do. And I was getting it free from some joint for like a couple months or whatever. But
yeah.
They keep sending it and all that.
It just seems to me that
it was unnecessary.
Well, it seems to me that they were finding ways to be able to target what's the things that sold the most and that already were costing a lot.
Right.
Like you take bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
Bottled water, I used to buy it for my mom, 3 cases for like $9 or $10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it's like 1 case for like $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unless it's on sale.
I'm not buying a case of water for no $5. You know what I mean? Like, not me. I'm not.
No.
It's like it's not going to happen.
No.
So it ain't like
my sisters do that. They wait for them to go down.
Well, you know, they say that you're supposed to drink bottled water because we can't trust the water, the tap water. But a lot of the bottled water is really just tap water.
Yeah,
that's supposed
like,
to be filtered.
Yeah, it's like they cleaned it with a rag or something. Maybe.
Yeah. So we're dealing with that situation. We're dealing with that situation.
Yeah, we're dealing with it.
And once the pandemic started to lift a little bit and we were able to go outside, other things that we used to go outside for, they raised the prices of that. So if you want to go out to eat, everything costs more.
Right.
When you want to go out to play, I don't know about clubs and bars and stuff like that, but I imagine...
You alluded to the gas prices already.
Yeah. So I'm saying that,
if I go to a bar,
I imagine the liquor probably costs more.
Yeah. I mean, plus you need the gas to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what I mean.
You know, now, what I didn't notice was transportation, well, public transportation going up. I didn't notice that.
They just got real particular. They made you sit like in you know, different seats, and this was inconvenient. I remember you always had to have your mask on. You know, I can't breathe as it is, so I was the worst mask wearer ever. Like, I always had to be told, like, bring your shit up.
Yeah.
I never, like, you know, and as soon as you turn around, I'm like, because I couldn't breathe, like,
but you
standing still, I couldn't breathe.
But you didn't get COVID, did you?
You know, that's the funny part. They say we all got it. I was coughing one month, but I don't know.
Like one cough and they...
Thankfully, I get fat and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I did get it, it wasn't, like, debilitating enough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my system was strong enough where it was just something minor.
Yeah.
And I just passed it on to some old person real quick. Like.
So, and I think it's interesting that with the pandemic and we talking about inflation and how so many things went up, I haven't noticed that healthcare went up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure it did. I just don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to confer with Nita, one of them.
Well, I didn't see my.
And you work for the hospital, so yeah.
Well, my health insurance didn't go up.
I got you. Your premiums and stuff like that.
They didn't go up.
Yeah. Now you do commercial, It depends on whether the Medicaid HMOs did the same thing.
Well, the thing
or
is,
maybe they start charging copays because they really didn't.
No, no, I always pay the copay.
Not you. I'm talking about the other the other companies that wouldn't pay you. Maybe they're like,
okay,
you know, okay.
Yeah. Well, so with so many companies that had closed or you know weren't able to operate, that it's hard to say.
Right. You're not gonna get that, you know. You gotta be like,
I'll be getting them. I'll be getting them.
No, you gotta be like Danielson on this one, like.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be getting them though. I'm gonna get them. But anyway, so the rising cost of things that are keeping you from being able to enjoy the quality of life that you want, it can be depressing. You know what I mean?
Right.
It starts to get you down.
Well, that's the definition of stress, like wanting shit you're not supposed to or can't have. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
By the way, I can tell when the smoothie kick in.
When the smoothie,
you know, when your energy burst come through, you ain't no joke. Go forth, Hurricane.
No,
you actually have a little bit of sweat, like too. Like
it's actually when them lights come on. When the lights come on, it's time to go. Time to go, son.
See,
it's time to go.
See,
it's time.
See?
You know what I mean? You gotta know.
I thought you was putting your cool on. Like your cool is just, it's a swagger thing.
Yeah, but they.
By
the way,
my nephews are swaggerless. Is that a word? Swaggerless.
He's swaggerless.
He's swaggerless.
Oh, he don't have no swag.
Literally no swag.
Literally no swag. Why you
even I got a little bit of swag.
Why you say he don't have no swag?
Because he likes the white girls, the white women only, and they like it him.
Oh.
Because they're down with the blacks.
Okay. Well, why do you think that he's the type of black guy that they like?
Put her down. What a damn. Yo, you remember that shit? Yo.
Yes, I remember.
Water down, man. Like to the core. The very last compound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How would that rap to go? A little unimaginable.
That's how it sounds. A little unrational.
Thank you.
A lot of rappers like to use the word dramatical. For 88, you suckers.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Shout out to Boogie Down Productions.
It was noteworthy. Again, I'm random as shit.
Okay.
It had nothing. Thank you for going back and forth with me about that, about nothing that had nothing to do with the show.
Okay.
And I appreciate you doing that.
Okay.
I'm still going to say something random, like it don't even satisfy things, but I had to thank you now because you still thanks in it.
Okay.
Poor Elmore.
All right. So dealing with the rising cost of things and not being able to afford things, you probably won't notice at first. You know, because they didn't dump it all on you. Like, yo, you ain't going to be able to afford that.
Yeah, no, what they do is they be like, yo, these sneakers is like $20. And they be like, nah, they $50. But they really trying to sell you for $40.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't feel bad later on. Like, they only $40. Like, oh, all right.
Well, speaking of things like shoes and sneakers. Now, sneakers were much cheaper on the internet when you had sneaker stores.
Right.
Now that most of the sneaker stores are closed down,
would you buy your sneaks from Amazon? Like, do they have an Amazon brand?
They don't have Amazon. I don't. They sell some sneakers on Amazon, like regular Nikes and Adidas and stuff like that.
Okay.
But when you used to go to like
Foot Locker,
eBay,
okay.
When you would go to like eBay,
okay.
you could get brand new sneakers, and they would be like certified, authentic. You know, and they were cheaper online.
Yeah.
You know, because people were selling them, and they were new sneakers.
Okay.
You know, not any used sneakers.
Right.
You know what I mean? But and it was a lot of times it was free shipping.
Okay.
After the pandemic, they took away a lot of the free shipping, and they was overcharging for free shipping. So where before you would get you would order something online. Let's say you bought a bottle of cologne or watch online, right? And the shipping before standard 2-day shipping or whatever, it would be like maybe $3-4.
Yeah.
Now they'd be like, all right, the sneakers themselves.
Yeah, it's $30, but the shipping is $20.
They really doing that?
Yeah.
They literally doing that.
Yeah.
They literally doing that.
Your face don't have to be that serious.
No, because that's real.
Like,
I bought so many sneakers off of eBay.
You don't have no packages coming in later.
So I was mad. You know what I mean? This is a problem.
We used to have a box coming to the crib every day. Neither would have it coming.
Yo, dog.
I got new Jordans, y'all. I'm discharging. I'm They all black. I just had to show y'all.
That was nice.
I know, right?
They the new one?
I don't know. 2004. I can't hold. Listen, I wouldn't know, and I wouldn't care.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling.
Right?
I'm feeling.
I like the all blackies.
But yeah, they are literally, you know, things like shipping costs. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't notice certain things, but they keep nickel and diming you. They keep chipping away at your wallet and at your bank account. And next thing you know, you're like, wait a minute, hold on. I got a little bit of money and I don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you find yourself struggling just to make ends meet when before you might have been doing good. You might have had enough money to be able to put away,
right,
save, you know,
back something,
lend.
No more,
you know what I mean? Yeah, it's getting harder and harder.
Remember, you couldn't even take nobody somewhere because the gas prices was too much. So, you know, either they was going to contribute or you didn't get a ride. So.
Well, with so many people using, like,
carpooling was the thing to do, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, it was just like, especially when the gas prices went up and the pandemic, it was like, shit, we're not going to work. So you might as well, like, all pile in one car to other people that's going.
Right.
And who got gas money but, like, all of us?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
a lot of people to this day use Uber and Lyft and, you know, those.
A lot.
It's crazy,
though. I don't
see
how you can afford that.
I don't. Yo, people be paying like 15, 20 a pop.
Listen,
I know people who Uber to work and from work every
like
night.
Minimum
I'm like,
wage or whatever. Them the ones that do it, the minimum wage people. But, and my nephew will let it go. Like, you know, it costs more. We'd be like, oh, I was too tired to get there on time while you beeped and waited for me. So I'm going to make my mom pay for it then. I'm going to make her pay for the cancellation and get it over again and do it again. And I still came out dirty and, like, late still.
Yeah, that's...
And like, I bitched on the way there and the way back, and you needed to ride back, too. And
yeah, that's
crazy. I mean, it's cool that you come at 3 o'clock. Nobody cares about that. You grown.
No, that's too much. I don't see how people afford that. And they really can't. But they doing it anyway.
No, you can't, man.
You know what I mean? They're doing it anyway.
The same way that you couldn't afford a Cabbage Patch Kids for your daughter, but you did it on Christmas because you would have been ridiculed by your peers or whatever.
Well, here was the thing.
Put it on my credit.
Before doing Christmas, when Christmas was really Christmas, you know, all of the stuff cost a certain amount at the stores, and then the stores would run out. So, you know, they didn't have the supply to meet the demand. So you would wait until after Christmas, maybe a few weeks after Christmas, and still be able
Cyber
to get the
Monday
stuff.
Or whatever.
Yeah, but you didn't. The price wasn't, you know, the price wasn't like how cats be going to going to like black going out on Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh yo man, I punched the dude in the eye for the TV, but I got my
it was
TV.
Only $15.
You know what I mean? I had the TV. He had the TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, yo man, let go of the TV.
Yeah,
he wouldn't let you. Yo, I got the TV though. I had to pay the bail money, but it was worth it. I got the TV. You know, like. It wasn't like that.
Tashy.
Yeah, once the craze is over, what used to be over for something, then the price wasn't all crazy no more either. That's when Christmas was Christmas. That's when you used to be able to actually use the word Christmas instead of holiday.
When cocaine was lower price or whatever.
I guess. You know what I mean? From what I understand.
Mere supply and demand, Omar. Mere supply and demand.
Mere supply and demand.
We don't want to talk economics though.
Well, economics affects...
Actually, I failed econ.
Hold on. Speaking of economics, though, because economically, they say that the country is doing really well. They say that the economy is great right now.
Well, we owe everybody. They don't give a fuck about that, so...
No. See, when they talk about the economy, they're not talking about individual citizens. They're only talking about corporations are making all of this money.
I thought you was talking about the United States.
Well, yeah. I live there. You know, I live there.
Estados Unidos.
Unidos. Puerto Rican. Estados
Unidos.
But,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because they don't pronounce the S's at the end of the word. But yeah, they say that the economy is in good shape. And you looking like?
I feel like I'm recording.
Yeah, you feel like all right, so the country is doing good. Well, how come I'm doing so bad?
Yeah, right.
And that's really a mind game because it makes you feel like you're not doing enough.
You're not doing enough for consumerism.
Well, no.
And
you're not doing enough to be making it. So if the economy is good, that means like everybody else is doing good except for you.
Okay,
so how does that how is that going to make the person who's uninformed feel like, dang, I need to do more overtime or I need to find a new job or whatever? Because they don't let you know that the economy has nothing to do with your bank account, with your paycheck, with the money in your pocket. You don't even count. All that matters when they say that the economy is doing good is that Citibank is doing good and the oil companies are doing good. They getting all the money. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's the same way with when they say the unemployment rate. When the unemployment rate is calculated by the people who are receiving unemployment benefits.
Right.
So your ass is sitting here with no job and you don't even count. Be like, yo, I'm unemployed. I'm unemployed.
I'm unemployment.
Yeah, basically. You are unemployment. Yeah. Yeah. So,
and I thought you meant that the first time you said it.
It was a Freudian slip, but yeah, you know I mean. But yeah, so you're not calculated into the actual unemployment rate because you're not receiving unemployment benefits. Mm-hmm. You're not getting an unemployment check.
You don't count.
So they have different unemployment rates. Now they're saying they said child poverty rates are low. I'm like, what is child poverty?
Well, that's when they don't have enough lunches to go out to the kids.
No, it ain't enough Richie Rich kids, I guess. You know what I mean?
Richie,
like, I didn't know any kid that was affluent.
The pool around Lori's is open. The public pool is probably the only public pool open. I have to go tomorrow.
Okay.
And 67th and Eastwood, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Oh, she's still over. Oh,
listen,
she's still around the way.
You know you're not supposed to, like, wear your underwear. So I guess I'm going to just come naked because I ain't got no swimsuit. Thank you, so yo, old dude, your scrotum is wrinkled.
Yo, you need trimming.
You need to press out your scrotum and shit because it's wrinkly.
Wait a minute. You know what? Lori is in the comments.
Get out of here. Laureen Pendarvis, a page. What do you feel that a good credit score is? Who gives a fuck, Lori?
I told her 700.
No, I hate her. Like, she trying to browbeat you. Like, hers is better than yours or something like that.
No, that's not what...
I'm trying to tell
that's
you.
That's not what she was doing.
That's not what she was doing right
this
there.
This is the topic. You know what I mean?
Laureen Pendarvis.
She also said...
back at.
Hold on, slow that. She said, but services went up twice as much, sometimes three times as much. My hairdressers, barbers still are outrageously priced.
Please. And she will get her hair done.
Hey, I mean, she talking real shit. You know what I mean? Because those things have gone.
But going to rain.
I'm glad I don't have no hair right now.
No, right.
I could not offend.
Yo, yeah, barbershop.
This dude I know.
They pay hundreds of dollars in barbershop.
Yo, I'm like.
And then you tip everybody like you fucking in Goodfellas.
I couldn't have hair right now. They'd be like, no, I don't even want to cut your head, man.
They'd try to put you in a ponytail or something anyway.
Duh. I've heard dudes say that he said he went to the barbershop.
Gotta get shampoo.
He said he took his son to the barbershop.
Gotta get massages and shit.
He said he went to the barbershop and his son went to the barbershop and it was $70.
They have anal cavity surgery.
I was like, what did they do to your hair?
Right.
And the boy
wasn't even fresh.
The boy
right?
who told me is bald. So I'm like, well, what did they
he
do
just
for
gave
30?
The smoothie?
I don't know. First of all, I don't know what it's like to go to the barbershop to get my hair shaved. I'm not doing that.
I did it when I initially, you know.
I mean, that's cool. You know what I mean?
Fuck,
if you just know how to do it.
Like,
some people just like to go, you know, that's their thing,
cool,
the barbershop. To be honest with you, I never really liked the barbershop because a lot of the barbershops I went to, they used to be playing soap operas on the TV and I used to be like, that's why I switched barbers so
the
much.
The reason why
like,
I soon liked
you,
the
soon
barbershop.
Soon as I saw Young and the Restless come on the TV, I was like,
all
right, hurry up.
First
and,
of all, the
hurry
barbershop
up and do
had the Playboy that Janet Jackson was in.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I didn't know she
remember Janet Jackson was like, you know, she was a sex symbol at the time.
I didn't know she was ever in Playboy. But
the
I
discussions
mean,
that we had had nothing to do with church.
Illustrated.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was no church discussions going on in the barbershop. It was man talk. I got no brothers. You understand?
Right.
That kind of banter I needed, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I don't have nothing against the barbershop, but what Lori was talking about is true.
What else
because...
is she talking about? She ain't talking about shit. Lori, but they only talking about powers that be. The average Joe is not seen. You know, it's all trivial. It's too important. It's really intelligent, but it's too smart for us. Like,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
Lori,
no.
Can you interpret what the hell you're trying to tell us?
What she said was right. Let me see some of the other comments.
T. Carrie Wright says, that's what you said.
Yeah.
T. Carrie Wright says.
Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, it's all good, brother. Earth,
that's how you do.
Don't eat too many edibles. You only need one, maybe two. Oh.
Yeah.
So that's what y'all was talking about when I went outside. Because
no.
I didn't hear this mentioned on the show.
Well, you just read it.
I can never leave this. I can never leave my post again, I see.
Yo, tell T. Carrie to come up here and help me open this jar up. Like, yo, it's hard to open, yo. And, yo, I'm still the handsomest dude out of both of us, so bring a chick.
And that's why I'm not opening up the jar.
Because I'm cracking on all of them. All
right, Emily Dunlap
I'm cracking
says,
everybody.
Hold on. Emily Dunlap says, oh, you got dude back today. Good. He brings a different vibe to the show. Good. You got a fan. You two are great together as host and co-host. That's what's up.
Well, you know, I'm Earth, y'all. Like, remember, like, oh, you just try to put y'all down with me. And actually, I used to call in most of the time, but I would fuck up frequently. So I had to be, like, hung up on and just ousted out a little bit. Like, at the time, and I really wanted to talk at the end with the random thoughts will be going, you would always cut me off. Like, he had enough. Like, this
nigga. All right, T.K. Wright says, I think that they have been adding something to the water supply for years. I would not doubt that. Because I know one thing. When the rain comes from the sky, that's not clean rain. It's dirty. It's very, very dirty. So, you it's not like you could... Like, it's back in the day, like, we'd be out in the rain. We would actually open our mouths. I wouldn't do that today. Like, nah, man, that's worse. That's worse than Steel Reserve. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's raining malt liquor from the sky. The bad, the crackhead malt
rain
liquor.
Tastes like battery acid? Like,
something like that. That's, you know, like the 9-volt when you...
It's alkaline. Like, it's alkaline water. Like, now you know what it is. All right. Yeah. Lori talking about the powers that be. Are you talking about demon worship? The devil? God?
Lord, hold on. Lori says, son, Earth is a hater because I'm smarter than him.
He is smarter. She's way smarter than both of us.
Sibling rivalry, baby.
Yo,
sibling
she's
rivalry.
Way smarter than both of us put together. I'll never deny that. Like, she got all the good grades for no reason. I didn't. She tried to help me out. Like, she taught me that, come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should, so make it hurt so good. She was trying to tell me that. Sometimes women like it like rough, and they get it hurtful. And I was like, no, they don't. Like, you know, I'm all simped out and shit. Like, I was on the church choir, y'all, and I couldn't even sing. That's the fucked up part.
But some
they
some
just
women
let
do.
You stay on there, like. Go ahead and lip sync a little bit, young man.
I mean, well, some women do like it, so.
The problem with
but
that
they
is
can't cook.
The people that lip sync,
they can't really cook.
And you, it's always the church grub in between services. Yo, oh, no, okay.
Church girls definitely like it rough.
Oh, you? I wasn't talking about that, but.
I'm just saying, they do.
You like
yeah,
a church
girl?
They
like be like, Jesus,
girl,
you know what I mean?
Oh.
Jesus.
Be like, oh
I mean,
God.
Think about it. When you be shouting in church, I'm thinking it's a little painful too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, if it wasn't nothing too,
listen,
how did you pass it out?
Hey, Sousa, right?
How did you pass it out?
Hey, Su Cristo.
Yeah, we all know that church girls like a little rough. You know what I mean?
A little rough.
You
know?
I'm just saying.
Like, in other words, they want you to dish the shit out.
You
got
to have something to repent for. I mean, I'm going to pray on it. All right, so... All right, now, what I want to get into, we was already talking about the way that high prices and things, inflation had affected us. What about our response to inflation as far as, okay, for example, I've changed jobs several times over the past years.
As others have as well. It's really not an anomaly.
So as the title of the show is, today's price is not yesterday's price. I want more money every
you want
job
more
I go
money,
to.
But you can't demand. You can demand it. All
oh no,
you
I
want.
Do. I do.
I'm
I've
sure
got,
you
I've
do.
Got,
that's you, the trait of a real man.
No, 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 it don't have nothing to do with
it.
It
is,
you gotta,
man, because we're not
real. You gotta know the game
and your worth, young God.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
So a lot of times when people, it's like when you go to buy a car from a car dealership, they keep you concentrating on your credit and whether you know. They keep you concentrating on your credit and all of that kind of stuff. When the truth of the matter is, you're the only one writing out a check. You are.
They just want you to wait out. Like I'll buy anything.
Now hold on. If you had cash, you wouldn't let them
you
boss
wouldn't let
you
them
around.
Do that. Yeah.
Exactly. But because you don't
you
recognize that
around,
the credit
yeah.
is your
the
cash.
Tender is different.
You know what I mean?
But, not only that, people don't understand how to trade in right.
Well, this is what I'm getting at. All
right.
So, but just like when you go into a car dealership and they keep you concentrating on your credit to take control of you because you know your credit might not be so good.
Yeah.
Let's say your credit you got a credit score of like 600. Now you can actually buy a lot of things if your credit score is 600, but it's not really a good credit score.
Right, right, right.
But it's good enough for you to be able to make purchases.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to pay a higher
interest rate.
But the thing is, you'll only pay a higher interest rate if you submit to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have to.
Not if you don't sign
but
the dotted line.
But they're going to
yeah,
make
that's
sure
what
that
we do.
They make you feel like
yeah.
you, like you are inferior.
Like how else you going to get to work, right?
Well, no.
You can catch the bus.
What I'm saying is it's all a mind game.
No, I mean, they want you to.
It'd be different if it was a real thing. It's
yeah.
not. It's a mind thing.
Right. It's like this is the only thing you could use, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. So the same way that when you go to these jobs and you're looking for a job, they give you a job offer and they tell you how much they're offering you, and a lot of people don't negotiate it. They just say, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But men do it more than women. I'm not trying to bring up a whole man-woman thing, but a man trait is that we are less agreeable. But that's some of the wage gap issue because they actually don't ask for it more as we do. But go ahead, though. Like you, they know you're a disagreeable motherfucker, so.
Hold on, though.
You don't be agreeing with
it. It was a female that actually put me on with the negotiating the salary.
Okay.
I didn't know.
That don't mean she did it.
She showed me.
Okay, so she's one of the ones that the anomaly.
She worked at a hospital. She was a tech at the hospital.
Yeah.
And she was about to work at Cooper Hospital in Jersey.
Yeah.
And they made her a job offer. And she was like, that's not an. She told him it wasn't enough. And she refused the offer and made him go back to the table. I was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah. She was like, you don't have to take what they offer you. That's why it's called an offer. You know what I mean? It's called an offer. Like, then I got to thinking about it. My brain started kicking in, and I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Nowadays, I'm looking at it like, you are the talent.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You are the talent. They hire you. Businesses only hire employees to make them money.
Right.
But they keep you concentrating on what? When you get a job.
A little bit of loot, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. They keep you concentrating on, I need a job.
Right.
I had a job. My family needs this.
Enough.
I got bills
right.
to pay. I got bills. They don't
right.
care about
and
your bills.
Enough, just enough to get paid.
Right.
The next.
They don't care about your bills. They care about their bills.
Right.
So if they're not paying you enough to take care of your bills, then how and why would you care about them being able to pay their bills if they're not giving you a compensation package that's conducive to you being able to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So you gotta, and what a lot of people don't know is that when you, if you turn down an offer, they're going to go back and negotiate a different offer. A lot of people think that if you turn down the offer, because you think that it's such a good job that they got all of these people waiting to take the job. If you turn it down, and that's not the way it works. They have to go all the way to the drawing board and restart the hiring process. They can't just go back to the whoever was competing with you and be like, yo, now they probably do it,
yeah.
but they're not supposed to.
Right, right, right.
They're supposed to start it all over again. So it's to their benefit to come up with an offer that will get you to c- come to work for
right,
them.
Right.
And normally, whatever a job offers you, let's say if they offer you $50,000, they normally have about another $10,000 to $15,000 that they could offer you.
Okay.
You know, you understand?
Or in other words, they leave themselves just that amount of leeway.
Yeah. Now, you don't know that,
right.
But they know that.
Okay. Cool. Right.
Yeah. Matter of fact.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a
there
real man should. All
right.
That's what my man
so, does. So yeah. So if you're not self-aware or if you haven't been told, you know, the things about how pricing is developed or determined and how your pay is your compensation package is drawn up, then you will constantly be behind the eight ball
right.
or playing the victim when you're actually the one that should be the aggressor.
Right.
So I'm saying this to say this. When I say that today's price is not yesterday's price, where I might have worked for $18 an hour, for example, yesterday, today I'm not taking nothing less than maybe $23 an hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you have to step up to the plate and recognize your self-worth enough to be able to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're in a desperate situation, you're probably not going to be
And that's why the jobs were able to do what they wanted to for people, because people were just desperate. They would take anything. They left the job they got fired from the job
mm-hmm.
to pay them good. But, I mean, now you got to survive. And, you know, like your kids, they have like uniforms. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, like, trips come up like out of nowhere and just
do the kids still wear uniforms? I don't think so.
You,
I don't be seeing them like either. You know, like it was a big thing at Foreman.
They wear them all. Wear them Crocs, them expensive Crocs. I think that's their uniform. I'm like, yo, how much does them jaws are?
They cost
yo,
a lot.
Bonnie came to the office to the hospital joint with a pair. They were her sons,
mm-hmm.
and she admitted that she paid like a couple hundred for them. And I was like, they look like. They look like ugly crap.
Now, they say that them Johns are more
they
comfortable.
They say they're real comfortable.
Yeah. But I
can't imagine.
They not cute enough to be comfortable.
I know.
Me, you know what I mean? Like, look.
They should be made by Skechers.
My Johns got to be uncomfortable but fly. You know what I mean? Like, I can't
they was made by
at least balance them out.
Yeah. Oh, they Skechers make them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Skechers, yeah.
I'm saying if Skechers made them, then you'd be like,
come on now. It don't get too much better than Skechers.
Because they make the ugliest Johns, so you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. Now, before we start to wind this thing down, a lot of people, well, I ain't going to say most people, but I think that the majority of Americans probably make in the five-figure category, you know, under $100,000.
Yeah, I think the average median for men is, specifically black males, is $42,000. And for women, it's even worse, even though they say they have more.
Yeah, they want to come
up,
but
don't.
You know,
they really don't.
Okay.
The boss bitch is like some whatever. Like she's just a bitch, and what can I say about that? But that's the between the man.
Now
that's the median, the motherfucking median.
Okay.
Income.
So a lot of people think that you're making a lot of money when you make six figures on the low end, like $100,000, somewhere between $100,000 and $300,000. Now. For anybody who's making five figures, of course, that's going to be a come up.
Right. Because
you're making probably 5 to 7 times what you were making before. But for the people who are making five figures, under $100,000,
yeah,
under $75,000, yeah. under $50,000.
They don't brag about it.
Well, the thing is, if you're making $45,000 a year, 10 years ago, you was doing okay.
Yeah, I mean.
You was doing okay. You know what I mean? You
can't brag about it now. Like,
yeah. But when you consider the price of living, not just, I mean, I'm talking about the prices of houses, whether you live in an apartment, whether you buy a house, you know what I mean? Mortgages are high as hell.
Yes.
You want to buy, now.
I paid rent today.
It's a seller's market right now. You know what I mean? Buyers, I look at new houses all the time because I'm just curious like that. And you'd be hard pressed to find anything under $150,000 unless it's really dilapidated. It's crazy. And you know, in a blue collar city of like Philadelphia is, and you know that this is a blue collar city because the biggest the biggest employer in this city is the transportation company. SEPTA has the most employees in this whole city. So that lets you know that for the most part, this is all blue collar.
Yeah.
So, and growing up in Philly, you're not used to high rent. You're not used to high property taxes, and you're not used to high mortgages. That's not how this city is designed, but that's the direction that we're going towards. So if you make $40,000, let's say $50,000 a year, and let's say if you make $50,000 a year, you're not taking home $50,000 a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? What are you going to be taking home? Maybe 35?
Whatever your wife wants you to take home out of that.
I'm just saying, even if you're single,
yeah.
Even if you're super single, you know what I mean? I'm talking about like Susie and her four friends.
After the taxes and shit. Like
hey, I'm talking if you like Susie and her four friends, six single. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's say you taking home.
Susan.
Let's say you talking about you taking home about $37,000, right? All right. So if your rent is $1,000 a month, and most rents are around there.
Yeah.
So
mine a little bit more than that, but yeah.
Exactly. Now you would have turned your nose up at that. You know what I mean?
I could imagine it before, and I've heard other people talk because mm-hmm. you know people have been living in New York forever.
Yeah.
And in Cali, so I heard about these rents.
Mm-hmm.
But it never made any sense.
Right.
It was like, right. I'll never like.
Like, you'll never live in.
Yeah, I'll never live
in. $1,000 in New York, you're not living
like
anywhere.
It's like a rich person.
You can't even live on. You can't be homeless for $1,000 a month.
They talking
in New York.
Six and seven in Cali. Like, they tripping
yeah.
for a little piece of bullshit.
It's crazy. So, and it all depends on where you live in Cali. Because if you live like in the Bay Area.
San Francisco.
If you live in the Bay Area or L.A., yeah, that's what you're looking at. But, I mean, they got poor people there, too, so how are they doing it?
But anywhere you close to the gays...
Well, they got broke people, you know.
Anywhere you close to the gays, it's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some Starbucks in your community, but... I mean, I don't even drink coffee.
But my point is, if when you start breaking it down, $1,000 a month times 12, that's $12,000. So if you bring it home $35,000 cash, like that's your take-home pay, that's your net pay. Exactly. So now, all right. So
$36,000.
So now you're at 24.
24.
You're 24,000.
24,000.
You have an eight.
Right.
You ain't bought no clothes.
No, and you didn't even do any leisure with your family.
Not only that, but you ain't paid for nothing in the place you live.
That
was just rent.
Going to, because all is going to be on credit, homie.
Well, what I'm saying is, you got your light bill.
Yeah.
You might have your gas bill.
Yeah.
If you rent out a house, you got your water
work
bill.
Work it out.
You know, you ain't watch no TV. You know what I mean?
My money spent.
Hey, you probably have a high end telephone.
What happens is
telephone.
You join a church right then.
And then what?
And you praise the Lord, like thank the Lord for my early blessing, and then apply for every program they got in that joint. Pastor such and such got big bucks.
Well, what I'm
like
saying
Pastor
is
Pastor such and such.
What I'm saying is,
yeah,
you can get easily fooled by those who are the haves,
right,
into thinking that everybody else has and you don't have, and it's not like that.
That's my defibrillator, but go ahead.
Oh, well, it's wood. It shouldn't affect.
It's heavy. It's real sensitive. Like, I'm sorry, man.
Well, you can take them off.
I can, but I wanted to be like, as fly as I am, as fly as I am, as fly I be, I'm going to pee later on.
This nigga.
Because I took Lasix. My sister got to, like, flush me when I get home. Like, it's this thing you, like, put in me, like,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I don't know, a bunch of air come in my body and I had to really pee, like racehorse pee, like.
Okay.
Like stand up and pee, like I can't sit down and pee.
Stand up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a manly thing to do, right?
You sound like a woman. What the fuck is that noise,
yo? I don't trust niggas that only sit down and pee.
Yo, that sounds disgusting.
Like we're not doing that.
It sounds like an open pee hole, like.
Sure, husband said.
Uncle P-hole sucks, man.
He said, my, what is this? A lesson in church girls. Church guys ain't all that innocent
Listen,
either. They sure not. Not a one of them.
I'm the dude that used to be like, yo, we kind of similar. So, like, our thought processes sometimes are the same. Some of the stuff that comes out our mouth is the same. We're not the same. He's actually better than me. I'll take that. But, and this is why this is his show, and I'm kind of piggybacking off of that. But he always brought me along. So that's what I appreciate. If he had to pick me up and bring me along, first of all, the nigga got a season ticket to the Eagles. Now, he still goes, I fucked mine up, but I was the veteran, you know what I mean? Where we was at the 700 level, random, what I tell you? 700 level, you know what I'm saying? He got his ticket.
Those are the top
to the 700 level.
At the stadium.
Where the
Eagle
white
stadium.
People fight at every week. And that we did it with no fear in our heart. Like, niggas just going to have to rumble. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We was always ready to rumble and never had to rumble, right? I guess they was just fucked up with my ice grill. You know, I am the handsomest one. But we used to go to the games, man. Nigga would pick me up, man, tailgate, you know what I'm saying, in the back of the truck, sell motherfucking waters at the Greek picnic for cheap, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Until the cops
when
come
the
and
cops
bring us
that shit.
All over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I thought I was going to jail that
we
day.
We still had something to drink.
Remember, I was holding on to the joint like, yo, y'all not thinking
well,
shit.
We had the shit. We didn't even drink like million jugglers, genuine dread. We was like, fuck that. We going to drink a bunch of coolers now. But we drank them joints. We were selling waters for $2. Remember? That's when you had to sell waters for more than $1.
I think that was like 1999.
Greek picnic.
What he's talking about is
the Greek picnic.
The Greek
y'all.
Picnic used to be a big deal in Philly. And I came up with this idea. I was like, listen, we're going to go down to Greek this year and we're going to sell coolers. We're going to sell coolers and water and maybe a little bit of beer. Out of the coolers, and that way we can make some money instead of just going down to Greek and chilling. So we bought all of the stuff, bought the coolers, had a whole trash can full of ice and all that kind of stuff. We went down there, me, my brothers, and all that kind of stuff. And that year, they confiscated everybody. They basically, they killed the hustle that year. So when we had our stuff on the back of my truck. And they was like, yo, we got to take your stuff. I was like, you're not taking nothing. I'm physically holding on to the joint. Like, yo, I'm about to go out. And they had the cops. They had the cops with them because it was L and I.
You put together
$500
worth of shit.
Bro. Yo, L and I came to, they was taking the stuff and they had the cops backing them up. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about no cops or nothing. Y'all not taking this shit.
Yeah, so you, just
you know what I mean? If
back
anything, I'll
end.
Take it back home.
All they you did like, was move from one end to the next one and got us some more trouble.
Yo, you saved me that day because you was like,
why?
You was like, oh, let it go. Because
okay,
they were
really?
Going to lock me up.
I don't know what I said is what I said.
Yeah, you was like, oh, let it go. I was like, nah, man, I ain't letting shit go. You know what I mean? I'm taking my shit.
I just was glad we had something left.
I was so sorry.
Yeah, because we was saying to make at least 200 pieces, something like that.
It was going to be a nice day.
The big booty joint was going to have to ride on the back of the truck like they supposed to.
Yeah.
But they never did. And they fucked up the festivities after the Greek. Remember how everything was roped off after that?
Right.
You couldn't just walk down South Street. You had to be on one side, remember?
Yeah, that's
like the one-way traffic light.
They made sure
single
they killed
and shit like
they killed
the Greek picnic.
They
now they had the documentary on the Freaknik.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Oh, you saw it?
No, it was just some clips.
Okay.
But the women on there who are professionals now are protesting the hell out of it because they started their way like you know what I mean.
Hey,
and then
what
they're cheering, singing.
How is it that they know who they are?
I guess they know
so they got their name like
they know
oh this is. You know what I mean? This is Tammy, but this is Tammy. At least that's what she said.
Yeah.
But her real name,
it's Juicy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Juicy
all right,
Tammy.
Let's get ready to get up out of here. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Lovely Lynn turning 43 years old today. And also Danielle Pouncey turning 35 years old today, and Kimyatta Jones turning 47 years old today, and Rhonda Coleman, happy birthday to you, and Mavis Adu turning 32 years old today, and Yasmin Perez turning 34 years old today, and Alicia Lili, happy birthday to you, and my big brother, Eric, my big brother Eric, happy birthday to you, big brother, love you to death, resuscitation, love you right back to life, and last but not least,
uh-oh. Super Sean Clay coming in here fucking our Arizona Cardinals.
Yes. And last but not least, Maureen Sinkler, happy birthday to you. I want to wish you all a good happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person born on this glorious July 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, today's price is not yesterday's price, because yesterday's price wasn't paying for what we needed to pay for. You know what I mean? But you have to be self-aware. You have to educate yourself. You have to listen to reason. And listen, you know, one thing, Irv, that I've learned over the years is that you can't be ashamed of your position to the point where you are afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there that will put you on. Hold on. I forgot one birthday, important birthday. Ramona Piccolo. T. Carrie Wright's mom, Ramona Piccolo. Whoa. Happy birthday to you. You know what I mean? Do the damn thing out there. Rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. See, I'm so scripted that if I don't see it right there,
yeah,
it'd be off the grid. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the internet.
It could be Martin Luther King's birthday.
It
could be MLK Day. I'd be like, huh? If I don't see it there, it was like,
I had a dream. I was dreaming, nigga.
So shout out to Ramon Piccolo. And shout out, like I said, shout out to any and everybody born on this July 11th. But like I said, man, you know, you can't be ashamed or afraid to, like, what they say, closed mouth don't get fed.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to close my mouth, but there were some people I wanted to acknowledge, but if we don't have time for it.
No, go ahead, rock out.
Okay, randomly. First of all, I sent out a bunch of the shares of last night's, because I wanted people to check it out. I asked them to be critical on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Lori called today.
Okay.
First one is the Sweets McGeeks. She's the ex-wife who came up to my hospital bed with no food for me. First of all, while you was gone, I talked about how I hated the way you changed the name from the Sun Always Shine Show.
Okay.
And also, no phone calls today. I want to send a shout out to Sister Brenda. Want to let her know that I did talk to Helena. Shout out to Lori Nett, my nephew, even though he go to gay clubs. Anthony McKinney, even though this nigga came all the way up to my joint, saw my sneakers, but never took the rent from me. So he got to come tomorrow with some weed.
Wow.
Hey, I got a story to tell. Nita, you know what I'm saying? I love you. Layla from Wagner, yo, I gave you my number. You gave me my number and never saved it in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to her job today and left my number at the security desk. Please pick that joint up and call your boy. She's supposed to be a nurse. I just got out of the hospital. Helena did sing Praying Spirit by the Clark Sisters. Lord, give me a praying spirit.
Come on, hurry up, man. We ain't got all right.
Well, Pastor Cleveland, Pastor Stevens, Pastors Greg and Pixie, Tiffany, Trayvon, Tamir, all Bethel, Higher Ground, Bishop Martin, Gamel and Hafiz, and last but not least, Bishop Vance Dash, the Bishop Vance Dash. Yo, this nigga tried to big time me. Like, I care who he is.
Uh-huh.
This is the Bishop Vince. He called my hospital like to like pray
with
me.
Wait, you finished? Just shut up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. All right. Listen, I want to thank all y'all for calling. For coming through the show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Emism show at 7:00. So make sure y'all come on through, and it will be on like popcorn. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. All right, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for by the way, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right, so like I said, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.